If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
High Society Radio. High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And there's a subreddit, subreddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And Johnny, we're also on Instagram at High Society Radio on Instagram. That's different from the Twitter. The Twitter is at HS Radio Show. But the Instagram is High Society Radio.
We're everywhere.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
And that's it for this show. No, the show's not over. We're just the only two people on the show today. Now, this is, what I say, 3 years of new shows?
Yep.
All right, see. All right.
We're still keeping it going. It's just you.
Chris from Brooklyn couldn't make it, but this is an entire show of just me and Johnny talking to each other.
Yay.
What? You're not happy for that?
I feel good. It's kind of weird. Like, it's a threesome, but just two people involved, so it's just regular fucking. I don't know how to feel.
You're not making any sense right now.
I'm just saying.
Look, it's High Society Radio. We're having a good time tonight. It's Friday. It's 7 o'clock. And there's only one thing that I want to talk about right now, Johnny.
What's up?
That's what you did last week.
That was a good time.
Calling those preseason games. Bronx Johnny yesterday, not yesterday, the last week, last Friday, came to me and said, look, I want to call preseason football. It's the only thing I bet on. And I was like, okay, I don't know how you can bet on preseason football. You have no idea who, you don't have no idea who any of the players are. Starters play for one series and it's a bunch of nobody bums running around on the field. How can you even determine lines?
That's the fucking best bet, though. You don't know what you're going to get. It's like the Royal Rumble, if you think about it.
No, it's not like the Royal Rumble at all. It's a predetermined finish. Okay. Last week, Johnny, you told people to take 3 out of 4 bets. You told people you gave 4 bets out. You hit on 3 out of 4.
Nice.
You hit on the
Chicago
Bears.
Yep.
Covering the over.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the over at 40 and they covered the points. I believe it was -1.
Yep.
Then you took Arizona over the Texans at -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
That means the Texans had, I mean, excuse me, the Cardinals had to have won by 3 points. They destroyed them. And you also said that Larry Fitzgerald would have got a touchdown, which he did. You are the smartest man I know. I
appreciate that.
And you are the greatest gambler ever. Now, you also said that the Browns would tear up the Lions.
I was shocked by that.
Well, yeah, it was like a last-minute touchdown.
Close game,
it was very, yeah, you had, until the last minute of the game, you were going to go perfect.
That was a fun night fucking watching that on the phone, by the way.
It was amazing, bro. All right?
Also, yeah, arguing with people on the street.
If you check out our Instagram account, High Society Radio, we put out a picture on Instagram saying, good luck, bro, to Johnny Football, because we were rooting for him.
That was very classy. Nice little rolled up bell next to a fucking beer bottle. It was fun.
That's High Society Radio on Instagram. All right, now, you're 3 for 4 on the preseason, which is a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Are you ready to start calling this week's games.
Let's go, dog.
All right. Same thing as last week. We're calling three games.
Three games. Random games.
You are going to hear this for the first time, and you're going to make the call.
All right.
Tonight. This is more like radio. We air at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we are giving you advice for a game tonight on Friday. So hopefully everyone listening on More Like Radio realizes
there's some money to be made.
They got to get to their bookie now. They got to go to their websites. Because at 10 o'clock, the San Diego Chargers are against the Seattle Seahawks.
Where are they playing?
In Seattle.
Mm.
Seattle favored. Seattle Seahawks are favored by 6 points.
Mm.
Minus six in the preseason against the Chargers in Seattle. Johnny, I'm going to give you a second to think about it.
Yeah.
Because this is a tough one. Now, see, I want to make sure this wasn't no fluke last week.
No, because I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking, like, in the second game, the starters play a little bit longer. So
I'm a terrible gambler. I'm a jinx. I'm not going to.
No, I get it. Go with Seattle.
You're saying Seattle's going to cover that six minus
at
six.
At home, yeah, I'm going to take it.
It's preseason. Who cares? Marshawn Lynch.
I got some money on this game.
Does Marshawn Lynch everyone has money on it. Because they're going to listen to you.
Beast Mode might not be playing. He has assault charges pending, so.
These assault charges pending?
Some domestic, but they saying it might not be true. We'll see.
Oh, my God, Marshawn Lynch. Have some more Skittles, buddy, right? Right, right, Johnny? He likes Skittles. That's why I said Skittles.
Make the rainbow.
I feel crazy. All right, so you're saying take Seattle.
At minus six.
So, you're listening. Find Seattle Seahawks at minus six and take that.
Mm-hmm.
Take that to the bank. All right, next game. Saturday, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Football Giants.
Oh.
Versus the on the rise Indianapolis Colts.
Oh.
Indianapolis is favored minus two.
Damn, you gave me some fucking hard games this week, champ.
Yes, son.
Oh.
Now, look, I'm not trying to you know, influence you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
But the New York Giants are undefeated in this preseason. Eli Manning is slowly learning the West Coast offense.
They fucking went ugly, though. It's pretty ugly shit.
This past week, they said, look, do we want the Giants offensive coordinator said, look, do you want to, we want to add more things to it, but we're just not learning it fast enough. Sure.
Yeah, it's going to take a while with that team.
Victor Cruz hasn't had a look yet in the preseason.
Yeah, he's going to get there.
That being said, Andrew Luck, is he a monster? Is he the greatest quarterback ever? Could he become that? He could.
He's top five right now.
He can make Peyton Manning look like a bitch.
I'm not going to say all that.
Peyton Manning looks like a bitch right now for losing to Seattle like that.
Yeah, he does.
So, Johnny, the New York Giants at Indianapolis Colts, preseason week two.
Oof.
The 7 p.m. game on Saturday, Colts favored by two. Colts minus two. What should people bet on? Because if you're listening to this on Saturday, you missed making money on the San Diego Chargers versus the Seahawks. So now, you listen to this, like you wake up, you're hungover, you're like, oh, new episode of High Society Radio. I guess I'll check this out. Damn it! I can't believe the Seahawks won by 18 points last night. How did Johnny call that? Well, now you have a chance to bet on the Giants-Colts games.
Take the Colts.
Whoa!
I don't like the Giants, so I winning
you're
three in a
row.
You're
from New York!
I'm not a Giants fan at all, though.
God damn it. Oh, yeah, you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, go with the Colts, but I'm not sure about minus two.
You think they're going to win by one?
I think a little bit more than that, but yeah, I guess take the line at minus two. I think they would have won a little bit more than that, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so this is what it is. Seahawks minus six, take them Friday mm-hmm. night. Saturday night. You're keeping this rolling. You're still spending that money you made from Friday
got
night.
Got to, sir.
You're still just making it rain. Colts, take them. Now, game three of Bronx Johnny's preseason football streak betting challenge. That's not the name we called it last week, but that's what we're calling it right now. I don't make a lot of sense. And also, we'll be on Instagram and Twitter over the weekend to either
hype this shit up. I'll be like, well, that was a fun ride.
Because last week I was, you know,
well, we went into it.
Yeah, Chris was talking all sorts of shit. On, he's like, hey, you people are idiots if you don't if you're not following Bronx Giants picks.
Oh yeah,
I saw it. All right, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Sunday afternoon. So wake up a little early.
Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday, 4 p.m.
Hmm.
The Denver Broncos versus the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, fuck
in
my luck.
San Fran favored -3.
Taking the Broncos.
Whoa, you're not even
thinking
about
the Broncos.
It?
No, I don't trust. Kaepernick hasn't had a good fucking.
Think about it. Wait. Hold on. All right. So is Peyton even playing? I don't even know.
No, but that defense is looking good. It looked all right against Seattle.
Yeah, it looks all right against Seattle in the goddamn Super Bowl, too.
All right. That's a whole different defense. Not yet. Take the Broncos.
So off the bat, you're saying Broncos are going to roll. So Broncos are +3. So you're taking them at +3?
Mm-hmm.
So they can lose by 2 and you're still gravy.
I'll take that action.
Damn, Bronx, John. You're a crazy bastard.
And I'll say Denver gets a rushing touchdown. That's the mix. There's your fourth pick.
Will it be Monte Ball?
Oof. That's
No, you've pushed it enough. Yeah. Last week you're calling overs, you're calling players.
Yep.
So to recap for everyone, on the Friday night game, because if you're listening now, you can start betting immediately.
Just do it.
Seahawks, get them at -6, take it. Seahawks, Chargers, 10 o'clock Friday night. Take the Seahawks at -6. Now, it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 p.m. It's Giants at Colts. Take the Colts at -2?
Yeah, take the -2. I think it might be a little bit higher than that, but just take the 2 on it.
All right, fine. Whatever. And then Sunday afternoon, it's the Denver Broncos versus the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still even playing at Candlestick or is that
Levi
done?
Stadium?
Yeah. It's like the interim stadium, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So take the Broncos at +3. Bronx Giants saying Frank Gore's a bitch, Colin Kaepernick's a punk, and Michael Crabtree.
That boy's washed.
Has questionable sexuality.
Ask Sherman about that.
I heard Bronx Johnny call Michael Crabtree a beta fag.
That boy is soft.
That was great, Lester. Was that the championship game?
Yeah, that was the NFC championship game with just Sherman put him on blast.
When Sherman literally, they were Richard Sherman, the cornerback for the Seahawks.
He just fucking lost it on TV. He cut a promo.
They didn't like each other like to begin with. Like they had a problem getting
back to
it. He
didn't like anybody. I like that though. That's old school football.
And they were even talking shit on Twitter at each other.
Oh yeah.
Leading up to it.
They just go at it.
And then this dude Richard Sherman ends the game and gets the Seahawks to the Super Bowl by breaking up a guy and
go ahead touchdown pass.
Yeah.
That would have went.
Yeah. And it became an interception because of Sherman tipping it.
Yep.
Amazing. Are you excited for the Seahawks? Did you just watch the Seahawks this year? I think it's all going to fall apart.
I don't think they're going to repeat. It's real tough nowadays to repeat, man. Their defense is good, but that offense, like, you can't trust Russell to win them games for you, man.
I don't know. He's like the best running quarterback. Like, he's the smartest running quarterback, it seems. Like, when he runs, he normally doesn't get beat up.
Yeah.
Unless sometimes his line just totally drops, just destroys him, and he just gets killed. And
well, that division of theirs has gotten way better, though, man.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Listen, all right, you're listening to High Society Radio. We just gave you solid, guaranteed cash.
Make
money
some money.
Picks.
You want anything, hey, put it toward the Patreon account. That'd be nice.
You know what? You're 100% right. If you go to patreon.com/High Society Radio, or you can go to our Twitter account and our Twitter profile, you'll find a link to it,
mm-hmm.
Our Patreon account. Now, there's some new people to donate to the Patreon account.
Nice.
I'm going to give you a roll call of all of our Patreon friends, the people who are donating to the show, all the money's going back into the show.
We like the Yankees.
You can get t-shirts. You're going to start getting stickers. You're going to start, if we get up to $500, we're throwing a dollar pizza party.
We ain't bullshitting on that. Kegger too.
Yeah, there will be a keg if we're not at a bar or at a cheap bar. Because what do you think? We go to like fancy lounges and get bottle service.
Not our shit. We go to like places like Rudy's and stuff. Yeah. There's sawdust on the floor.
Let's get some. You know what? How about this? How about we say it's a free hot dog party and take them to Rudy's?
Fuck yeah, son. That works. Yo, we save mad money on that.
No, we're not trying to save money. We're trying to put money back into the show. That being said, the people on our Patreon account, Charles W., Jason K.
Nice.
Delco Mark.
Delco.
Ruder. Chris. That's neither me nor BK Chris. Matt. Dubrat or Dubrat. I'm not sure.
Right. Dubrat, I think it might be Dubrat, right?
Or I think the Dubrat listens to us.
All right, that's cool.
Go Pack Joe.
My man. Other than being a Packers fan, he's a good dude.
Pretty sure he got out of Africa alive and A-OK.
Yeah, he's good. You got to follow him on Instagram. That man lives a life.
Oh, my God. That guy's everywhere in the world all the time. Delco Trash. There's a Delco Mark and a Delco Trash.
All right, Delco.
And then there's Pam Bird.
Mm. Sexy
and
name.
Stephen P. All you people have no idea what kind of good you do. And your examples, your shining lights.
Just loving it.
To the rest of the High Society Radio listening audience.
I'm glad we're still calling an audience.
Just go to patreon.com/High Society Radio and you'll see all sorts of great shit that we're trying to offer you. Johnny, that was a great segue you nailed before. So, like Johnny said, you make those bets, give us a taste off of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you got to do. Just give us a taste.
What are you losing out on?
Give us a small piece of that cash.
Our sugar's low, feed us.
What?
That's, you know.
Is that like a diabetes thing?
That happens. I seen a dude fall over the other day on the way to work. He just...
It's because you pushed him over.
I didn't do that.
You
I was on the other side of the car. No, I wish. You can't steal people's shit like that now on the train. Everybody's recording you and stuff.
Well, no. Like, the thing now is just, like, cell phones. Like, iPhones.
Yeah.
iPhones, Android phones, and tablets. That is, like, what gets stolen now. Well, no one has any cash in their wallet.
I never fucking get why people steal that shit, though. You know how easy it is to fucking trace? It's built-in GPS at this point. Like, some of them shit, you think you shut it off, it's still fucking running as long as
I know,
the phone's
now there's, like, mad apps that, like, all right, so
like
your phone gets
cloud,
stolen.
iCloud shit. You can't shut that shit off unless the phone's off.
Yeah, your phone gets stolen, and then you have to go, but, you know, if your phone gets stolen, just go on, there's plenty of apps that will reactivate the phone. Like, it'll turn it on and start taking pictures.
Wow.
And start taking pictures on the phone to see who took it. Or has GPS and you can track it. But that's what gets stolen now. Like, just people just constantly getting iPhones stolen from them.
If you get to jack anything, now that I'm in favor for it,
jack
shit.
A guy off? Yeah, me, I know. Yeah, you're right. $25.
Just go for the phone while it's still in the box and hasn't been activated. You'd get more for the fucking piece.
Yeah, but who's going to steal? No one's just walking around with unactivated cell phones.
You can I worked at a place where they hit a truck. And the guy made money till he got caught. Because he actually kept the phone and activated it. Well, they called him because of the fucking serial number. He was supposed to be in charge of security.
Oh, my God.
So that worked out really well.
Who the hell are you working for, Johnny?
What can Brown do for you? That's what I'll say.
What?
There you go.
Talking crazy, bro. Bro. Here's a story that... Now, Johnny, you like pornography, no?
Yes, I'm quite the purveyor of that stuff.
A per what?
Purveyor.
It's purveyor. I'm purveyor.
You're gonna fucking label me now, son?
No, I'm just telling you were incorrect in what you just said.
All right.
Are you aware of the Christy Mack story?
Fucking brokenhearted about it.
All right, so tell everyone what happened to the porn star Christy Mack.
Well, Christy Mack, you know, hell of a porn star. She's a bit of a fetish girl. Like, you have to be into that stuff. She has a lot of tats.
She's all tatted up.
She looks like one of those Joanna Angel girls. I don't think she signed a
burning. Yeah, she looks like a burning angel girl. She's very tatted up. She has a weird haircut, etc.
So she recently broke up with her boyfriend, War Machine.
In the MMA, UFC.
Bellator.
All right.
Well, former, because he dropped his ass. And I think it broke up in March or May. And a dude suddenly showed up on her house on Friday and proceeded to beat the shit out of the guy that was in the house and then, like, almost killed her. So he's on the run now, and hopefully it ends the way I think it is.
I saw that there's a $10,000 bounty for him.
Oh, that shit is a wrap. You know who's coming after him, right?
No.
Dog, the bounty hunter, son. Put it on his Twitter.
You're making things up again.
It's in the Daily News, dog.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on, I got it right here. Time was up. He gave him a fucking ultimatum and turned himself in for 24 hours on Tuesday and then said, time is up. Beware of the dog.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I don't know, man. He got that dude in Mexico. He might be able to pull it off.
But that's, like, the only guy he's ever really gotten. Like, he was mad. He got mad. He got a reality show, basically, off of that.
Well, he was in Hawaii, though. He got mad dudes during that shit. But Hawaii is a small island. I think he could get. He can track this dog.
I bet dog does get mad dudes.
That's a bit of a racist.
I know this war machine guy.
That's a bad motherfucker right there.
Is he? I don't know nothing. I know
he looks like a roider, man. I'm not even trying to be like stereotyping him shit. He looks like he roids up hard.
I know 4chan used to like screw with him, and they would just like tweet weird shit and just like fuck with him and just make him, you know, seem like an idiot.
Yeah, he is kind of a fucking meathead though. I think during the thing he actually got on Twitter to defend himself.
He's okay, like, let me go to his Twitter. Let me see.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, cops are after me. I have the worst luck in the world."
All right, let me go through his stuff.
And at one point, he actually said, "Oh, she'll always be my property." Like, what the fuck, dude? He broke 18 bones in a face.
All right, okay. So on Christy Mack, the porn star's, I guess it's her Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
She posts what happened.
It's heart-wrenching.
At about 2 a.m. Friday morning, a war machine arrived unannounced to my home in Vegas after he broke up with me in May. He moved out of my house and back to San Diego. When he arrived, he found myself and one other fully clothed and unarmed in the house. Without a single word spoken, he began beating my friend.
Mm.
Once he was finished, he sent my friend away.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the friend, I don't know, try to
call the cops, a lot of people say that, but look at it like this. You probably just got the shit kicked out of you. He probably fucked him up bad enough where the guy couldn't move. It was just scared pissed straight.
He began beating my friend. Once he was finished, he sent my friend away and turned his attention to me. Mm. He made me undress and shower in front of him, then dragged me out and beat my face. I have no recollection. Yeah, if you go to her Twitter account, if you just search Christy Mack.
Just Christy Mack now.
You'll see pictures of her like swollen, busted up face.
I didn't fucking recognize when I seen it either.
I just know my injuries that resulted from my beating. My injuries include 18 broken bones around my eyes. My nose is broken in two places. I'm missing teeth, and several more are broken. I'm unable to chew or see out of my left eye. My speech is slurred from my swelling and lack of teeth. I have a fractured rib and severely ruptured liver from a kick to my side. My leg is so badly injured, I have not been able to walk on my own. Mm-hmm. I also obtained several lesions from a knife he got from my kitchen. He pushed a knife into me in some areas, such as my hand, ear, and head. He also sawed much of my hair off with this dull knife.
Yeah, she has like a fade thing going on.
After some time, the knife broke off of the handle and continued to threaten me with the blade. I believed I was going to die. Well, eventually he like left the room and she ran screaming out of the place and like knocked on a neighbor's door. Like she was naked.
Yeah, it's like fucking, that had to be a horror show if you're the fucking neighbor.
Hell yeah.
It's like, what? You're rambling.
Miss, you're a porn star, and is this part of a shoot? Am I part of a...
Hell yeah, like, is this a fucking cam joke thing?
All right, so this dude, War Machine, these are his posts.
He's fucking nuts, dude.
Okay, so this is what Christy Mack posted that on August 11th.
Yeah.
War Machines, so that must have happened August 10th, the attack, the beating.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
It's fucking rough, man.
So on August 10th, he says, this is what War Machine tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bad guy. I want to surprise my girlfriend, help her set up her show, and to give her an engagement ring, and ended up fighting for my life.
That doesn't sound like crazy at all.
The cops will never give me fair play.
Of course not.
Never believe me. Still deciding what to do, but at the end of the day, it's all just heartbreaking.
Oh, my God.
He's still deciding what he's going to do about all this.
Yeah.
That's good. I only wish that man hadn't been there and that Christy and I would be happily engaged. I don't know why I'm so cursed.
Yeah, you see?
One day,
nuts.
Truth will come out.
Oh, my God.
That's insanity.
At this point, I'm thinking...
That's totally crazy.
Yeah, I don't even think anybody's hiding him out. He's just, like, broken into somebody's house. And has them at knife point.
And here he has a t-shirt on that says, I do alpha male shit.
Yeah, that's a fucking horrible shirt. He seems to wear that everywhere. It's like three different pictures of him with that shirt on. I don't know if that's his brand.
I guess that's his brand.
A piece of shit, though. And I think dog's going to catch him. What dog's going to be able to do, I don't know. I don't think Bear Mace is going to work on him.
Yeah.
But we'll see. If he hasn't killed himself yet. Which I think is what's going to happen. That's how this shit usually ends, right? Guy kills himself.
Speaking of which, Robert Williams, rest in peace.
Oh.
You know, in the middle of last week, they don't want to talk about the details of how we did it because I mistakenly read them. But they was they said that why he did it was because he was just so depressed about having to do like bad films. Like he just recently, like a neighbor or a friend of his said that he was really depressed over having to do Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Really?
Because he didn't want to do it. You know, he did, Mrs. Doubtfire was a giant success, and that's it.
Have to, I guess, you know, he needed the money, but there's other projects he could have taken. I know that CBS show got canceled, but...
Yeah, the crazy ones or the mad ones?
Yeah, yeah. Like, his fucking... I loved Robin and fucking, like, Dark... Like, Death to Smoochie was fucking good.
Yeah, Death to Smoochie's great.
Mad underappreciated flick. And then World's Greatest Dad, I like that shit. You know, when you're a kid, Jumanji was all right, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't like the underscoring message, but, you know, that's what that was.
What was the underscoring message of Jumanji?
Fucking shit making up with your dad. You don't need no dad, son. You would have been fine.
Oh, my God. But yeah, it's just a so terrible.
His daughter had to fucking quit Twitter. You know that, right?
Zelda?
And Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are pieces of shit, man.
They're the worst.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, let her at least, you know, have her moment and shit. Like, let her, you know, reflect and honor her pops, but you got to go shit
like,
on that.
Literally, the when everyone found out about it, the first thing that came out was the wife just asking, please just give us privacy. That's it.
Yeah. Then you know you're not going to get that, but at least you would figure, you know, everybody likes the fucking dude. You would think. Nobody that's worked with him said that he was a shit guy ever.
No.
I remember when I was a kid, you used to hear like, oh, he'd steal jokes occasionally. But that's about it. And like, you know, people are just shit, man. Like, yeah, of course you had the assholes. I had a couple on my Facebook page try to be the first one to make a joke and whatever. So, you know.
What was the show you joked
about? I don't even fucking remember. That's how bad the joke was. I was just like, wow, you're quick. Good one.
That's the best when, you know, the need to make a joke and be a troll douchebag as soon as possible, no matter what happens. Like, it's depressing.
I do fucking notice it to be a tad weird how, like, a lot of the comedians are coming out on fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
And just, like, telling people to chill out with that shit or whatever. You know, that's kind of cool. That's like a fucking fraternity there. And that's a good thing to fucking see, man.
Well, yeah, the guy, I mean, no one thought he was going to kill himself, you know?
It's shockingly terrible. When the news broke, I'm pretty sure no, like, not like that. At first, I thought it might have been like a sexual thing, like David Carradine. I was like shocked that he actually fucking did that. You know?
Terrible.
He also had our buddy Shep Smith call him a coward, though. He instantly fucking apologized for that.
Oh, Shep, yeah.
Poor Shep Smith. He just had
There's a lot of crazy emotions going around, all right? Just no one, everyone just calm down.
Shep Smith is actually not a bad guy. I've met him numerous times.
Yeah, I've said, hey, what up,
dude.
Shep?
Shep gives you the nice fucking smile, like he's from Omaha or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Good dude.
So, yeah. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I don't know what else to say.
Captain, my captain.
There you go.
I've seen that movie.
Before, when we were talking about Chrissy Mack and War Machine,
mm-hmm.
I brought up that War Machine got like trolled by 4chan.
Yeah.
So I looked it up and I found the posting of this is what they did to him. So he had gotten arrested for beating up four male porn stars.
Yeah, some convention of another ex-girlfriend. He just gets around.
Yeah, he's totally insane.
He's fucking nuts.
So they there was a this was I can't even tell when this was actually.
I think it was
from.
Like 2 or 3 years ago. It wasn't that recent.
It was a year ago. Yeah, you're right.
Oh shit,
it was a year
ago.
So someone on 4chan made a thread and said everyone to Twitter bomb him and call him. These are not my words. Call him a faggot and his girlfriend a whore.
Wow.
Then they found out his anniversary of his dad's death.
Oh.
Then they found out that he tried to perform CPR on his dad and failed. And then found out, and also found out that his mom was a drug addict. Oof. And then started tweeting all this at him and telling him that he killed his own father.
Damn.
He raged and hit himself and posted a pic of his bruised face saying that it was self-inflicted.
Too bad he couldn't finish a job.
Then they got his address and put his pictures up on Craigslist in the gay section and told any gay male to come over, and they put his address in the ad. Then ordered pizza to his house. Oh, my God. And then someone told him that it was 4chan, and he posted this to 4chan. Wow, you bunch of goddamn little faggots. I'd fucking destroy every one of you. It took me like 5 minutes to figure out how to post on this fag site. Thank you, Chad, for giving me the website. How about every one of you meet me in person and watch what happens when you say something? My girlfriend is a great person, and don't you dare talk about my dad like you know him. Nothing could have changed what happened, you little pussies.
At least he's fucking taking sides that he helped kill his dad. Duh. Guy's a piece of shit. Anything that happened to him on 4chan, he fucking deserved. And that's in hindsight, mind you.
It looks like Christy Mack had a Property of War machine tattoo, or maybe
she had it, I think, on her neck. He has a Mack tattoo on his neck.
Neck tattoos just are totally insane. I always thought that the Undertaker's neck tattoo was real. Was it said Sarah or whatever?
Yeah, no, I think he had that removed. Wasn't that the last ex-wife's fucking name? I thought it was.
I don't know, bro.
But you got like a lot. That's a fucking thing. Like, we got a lot more MS-13s out in the Bronx now, so I'm getting used to seeing facial tats. I ain't gonna lie, it's fucking scary as shit, man. But you just look at a motherfucker. Behind that tattoo is just another face you can break. That's how I look at it.
The face tattoos are totally insane. And the MS-13 guys are, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's like two of them on a bus, and they're grilling me and shit. I'm not in a good mood from a doctor's appointment. Who the fuck you looking at, son? So they just backed up and moved to the other fucking side of the fucking bus. It was good.
You know what, Johnny? We should get face tattoos.
I don't think that's going to work.
You know what?
I like being gainfully employed.
Let me throw this out there. What if we get Pokeball tattoos somewhere on our face?
Not at all. Why would you want? It's got red on it, man.
Tears. We get Pokeballs tattooed.
We'd have to get three streaming down. That sounds cool, though. I'm still not gonna do it. I like having a fucking job.
All right. What about just get like a giant Snorlax tattooed on your back? Like, what up, Snorlax?
Put that shit on my balls, man. Put a Pikachu on my balls, Daddy.
All right, you do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, it's electricity down there. That's where the magic comes from. I'm just talking about
face tattoos. I ain't talking about no ball tattoos.
Fucking Ronda Rousey's a big fucking poke master and shit. She loves that shit. She was interviewed. She actually hosted a panel on that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Baddest woman in the world, poke master.
I you know what? I didn't know that.
That's a bad broad right there.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. And our website is newtrashcity.com if you'd like to go there and, I don't know, hang out, look at old past shows. You know, you can do whatever you want on newtrashcity.com.
There are no rules. It's like you're fucking in the middle of the ocean.
And our Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. We'll be giving updates on Johnny's picks over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I got a good feeling, son.
And once you people win some money, then you can just go dump it off into the Patreon account.
Fuck yeah, man.
Patreon account is patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
You guys benefit off that shit more than we do.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, actually, Chris has the account, so I don't know what he's doing with the
I don't say it like that.
So I feel like
he's going to fucking run with the money now. It's going to run out. Fuck it, man.
Unbelievable. He's definitely going to take all that money and screw us over.
His mustache.
Wait, no. What am I saying that out loud on the mic?
His fucking mustache.
He's not even here this week.
Hey, maybe he fucking left already.
You think? You think he got that first payment in and it's like, screw
I told
those
you that
guys.
Day we saw him, his fucking mustache look a tad thin. You can't trust a thin fucking mustache dude. So.
I don't know. I trust John Waters. Did we talk about this already? We did. Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Yeah. Thin mustachioed assholes.
Weird.
Yo, you ready for SummerSlam?
What? You tell me. All right, I have the. I'm ready for the WWE to fall apart and go under because, but their stock's like $10 and some giant company just bought a giant stake in them.
Yeah, but that's a small move. They're always gonna own it. They have like a security measure in place where they still own the company.
Oh, okay.
Happened, so.
Well, what's happening on SummerSlam? Because I have no idea.
They got John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, dog. Biggest match of the summer.
Didn't this match happen already?
Yeah, but it's for the belt now, and Lesnar's coming for that shit. I got a good feeling he's going to win.
Lesnar?
Yep.
Has Cena ever lost at a pay-per-view?
CM Punk beat him. He's lost a couple times.
You know, people always say Cena never loses.
He doesn't lose clean is what it is.
All right.
He always got to cheat to fucking beat him.
Is he like a Hulk Hogan type? I don't know anything about John Cena. I've barely ever seen him wrestle. I don't know anything.
I'd say that. Also, happy birthday to Hulk, whose birthday was past Monday.
Big ups, Hulk.
Brock Lesnar also interrupted the party and said, "Party's over, old man."
Did they have a Monday Night Raw birthday party for Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, it ended the show. They had Paul Orndorff looks like shit, by the way. I didn't even recognize
him. Paul Orndorff's an older dude now.
No, but dude, if you fucking see him now, you wouldn't recognize. He looks like a Marlboro man, like an old ass cowboy.
Dope.
He had Flair, they had Piper. They had the NWO come out. Of course, Hogan had the fucking shirt underneath the Hulkamania shirt. That was kind of, you know, whatever.
Did he like make a heel turn on his birthday?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. They was like, Scott Hall was like, hey, those colors are good, but they didn't come to see you in those colors. And he did his little fucking pole thing, and he ripped it off, and it was the NWO shirt.
Oh, my God.
That'll never die.
I mean, just do it once, dude. I mean, that's... Like, when he did it, that was awesome.
Well,
it was amazing.
Good guys, technically, because Hall was like, this one's for the good guys. So they're good guys, I guess. They're older now.
They're like good NWO now?
Yeah. And good for Scott Hall, man. Like, he wouldn't be able to do that a couple years ago. Shout out to DDP.
DDP yoga. Me and Johnny are on it. We're doing DDP yoga right now as we cut this podcast.
Fuck yeah. So my Achilles is just strong as fuck.
Oh, hell yeah. Let me see. Oh, wow. Oof. That's like iron. Just crazy strong. Scary. You heard about this Ferguson kid getting shot out in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Do you think you would participate in the looting?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about it during Hurricane Sandy and shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, but all that water, you can't really do much with that.
I guess I've sort of looted. Like, during, like, remember, like, there was two summers in a row when New York had, like, crazy blackouts?
The roving blackouts, yeah.
The one year was just a blackout. But the next year was like when the whole like Northeast had power outage.
It blew out.
I would go into bodegas and just take beer out of the freezer and
walk
out.
See, that's not fucking looting,
it's
though.
It's not?
I think there's a price range on looting. You got to get like some shit you definitely can't afford, like a TV or fucking, you know.
Well, you don't know how much money I had at the time. I might have not been able to afford
a six-pack. I wouldn't consider six-pack looting. I'd be like, you fucking stole something, but it wasn't looting. You got to have some shit you can barely carry. That's what I consider looting.
All right, so that's be tough to get out of the actual store.
Yeah. Like some shit you definitely know you're not supposed to have because of where you live.
Yeah.
I would have stolen a Mac computer if I could, son.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So I should have gotten like a MacBook Air.
You undersold
something I would never be able to afford.
Have some more pride in yourself. You should have stole something you were worthy of.
You know what? See, the problem was there wasn't an Apple store near me.
Yeah, that would have been a bitch to try to get
mostly,
to.
There's mostly bodegas on the avenue I live on.
I would have said go for cash, but then you're not looting. Just like a
That's
fucking...
just thievery. Like, looting is, like, almost understandable. Like, whatever. I got when I was looting. Okay, well.
I fucking dig it, though. Like, those people are so fucking horribly off. One little thing. Yo, let's go rob this shit.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's
what sets you off. That's something terrible happened. Let's rob.
Like, I remember when Penn State, that Paterno shit happened. They fucking went crazy. But I don't recall them fucking looting. They burned some shit.
But they, like, went crazy being pro Joe Paterno.
Yeah. But I don't remember them looting.
I think they like rocked some police cars.
Yeah.
They might have flipped a van.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
It's ridiculous. Like, that guy definitely didn't bang those kids.
Hey, why is he losing his job?
Yeah, why is that guy losing his job? And then there was that weird rumor from the Paterno thing that came out that was like he was pimping out the kids.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And it was like the same guy like broke the story initially who no one believed. Until it actually, you know, turned out to be true.
If you think about the story, it sounds like one of those sick old school like action pay-per-view movies where they have like a women's prison.
Yeah.
And the girls would get pimped out, and then that one undercover reporter goes in and she solves everything.
I don't know.
Those are old school movies, son.
Chained Heat or something?
Yeah, my man. Nice. I haven't seen that in years.
Alright. Sexy.
We need more movies like that. You don't have that shit no more. Netflix kinda killed that market.
There's not a lot of Skinamax movies.
Mm-mm.
At least, I don't know, maybe there are. I just don't watch them. I don't know.
You have more shitty, like, fucking horror movies now than you do.
And there's barely any titties in a horror movie.
Nah, not anymore, son.
Like, nudity used to be, like, what you, like, all right, I know I'm going to a horror movie. I know I'm going to see some horrible grisly deaths. I know I'm going to see some tits.
Yeah.
I guess Hostel tried to do that.
The second one had some more tits because there were girls involved. The first one did too, but the second one I think had more tits.
Well, the first one had just those chicks that were like duping the guys to come into the hostel.
Yeah, and then the second one was, what's her name? Oh, that white broad that gets down all the time.
I don't know. Oh, Bijou Phillips.
Fuck yes.
You know they made a sequel to Havoc? No one from the original is in it.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's Havoc 2, but I think it's just more slutty women.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. What year did it come out? You remember?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. I just saw that there was a Havoc 2.
Damn, that's some good. Yeah, they always had like fucking Cruel Intentions. I think had like 8 fucking sequels.
There was definitely at least 3 Cruel Intentions.
God damn.
But Cruel Intentions is a movie I would never turn off.
The first one?
Yeah.
The interracial coupling kind of, you know, freaked me out a little bit.
Why does that freak you out?
I was just young. I didn't know no better. It's nice now.
Yeah.
Good for them.
But back in the day, you were racist, basically.
I wasn't racist. It just, you got to get used to shit. You ever seen two dudes kiss? I don't mind it now. You got to get used to it.
Guess. Wait, what? Huh?
Yeah, buddy.
I guess we could start making out.
Nah, we're not going to do that.
That'll make us feel better. Right, Johnny?
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, Johnny. This has been a... I kind of miss Chris, but then I also kind of don't miss Chris.
Holy shit, I didn't say that.
No, you were saying that before we came on. You were like, what do we need that guy for?
I miss him. That fucking Guido machoism that he brings to the show. I miss it. He's always bringing up food and his conspiracy theories. We don't have any of that.
You think he's a conspiracy theorist,
oh,
right?
Oh, fuck. You don't see that book he has? He's trying to get like 8 copies of that shit to friends.
Yeah, he's reading some book now that he's like, I'm going to get copies of this for everyone I know.
It's fucking insane. Like,
that's crazy person talk.
I think in a book it said some shit about the dye they put in money makes you fucking hungrier or some shit. It's just like off the wall crazy people shit.
Yeah, Chris from Brooklyn's slowly going insane.
Yep.
He believes that the moon landing was faked. He told me this like in conference.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not screwing around. He doesn't think we landed on the moon.
Holy shit, you're lying.
He's not lying.
He's never said that before.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, you got to be I got to go see him this weekend.
Yeah.
God damn, that's hysterical.
He thinks it was a conspiracy.
Well, he's never said like 9/11 was an inside job.
No, but I think he thinks it.
Nah, no way. I'd beat the shit out of him if he did.
I feel like he thinks it was an inside job.
Oh, God.
But that's just me, bro. And this crazy shit he tells me confidentially, which I'm now saying on the podcast.
That just makes me feel uncomfortable now if I'm hanging with him.
Yeah, right?
Some random shit while we're drinking.
Yeah.
He's like, no, buddy. No.
He's like, you know, they're putting nanobots into the beer to control us, right? No, I think that's just alcohol getting you drunk.
Can't wait for the nanobots.
Really? I'm scared shitless of them.
Not at all.
Why not?
They only going to make a certain amount anyway. They can't fucking infestate. Unless, like, they're self-replicating, you'd be all right.
Bro, I don't know. What have you got going on, Johnny?
Fucking chilling, making bank off these football picks, huh? That's what I got going on. Got SummerSlam Sunday.
Is it this Sunday? I didn't even know it was
this Sunday.
All right.
Fucking feeling good, yo. Maybe we might get some looting in the city soon. Who knows?
You think? What do you think will make New Yorkers start looting?
Yo, those cops never get charged in Eric's death out in Staten Island. Oof.
Yeah.
You'll see some looting. Motherfuckers been thirsty for that shit for a minute out here. A lot of fucking cop violence out there, you know. It's kind of sad.
So, I just read something on Jezebel. This is a update.
Word beta
fact. The third person, the dude,
yeah,
has been identified. The guy that got beat up and kicked out of Chrissy Mack's house has been identified as Corey Thomas, who's on the show Megan Wants a Millionaire.
What the fuck is that?
I believe Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Megan, was that like a Fox Family show?
She was a chick from Rock. She was a Rock of Love contestant. Remember Rock of Love?
It was a chick. He beat up another chick.
No. This dude was on her show.
Oh.
He was a millionaire that, you know, she could have gotten a chance to, I don't know, bang once.
Jesus.
It actually got canceled after only 3 episodes aired.
That surprises me.
Because the deaths of contestants. All right. Wow, this show's nuts, man. Do you remember there was a reality show that got canceled because one of the contestants killed himself and his wife?
No, I don't ever fucking remember hearing that.
Yeah.
He was on that show?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Wow. That dude has fucking bad luck.
No, yeah, this dude suffered 2 black eyes, a broken nose, and other injuries when War Machine beat and bit him.
Fucking bit him?
Yeah.
God damn, that dude don't fuck around, man. Ah, that's terrible. He really does have shit luck, though. If you what do you think of your chances? You're at a hot porn star's house, and her fucking MMA gorilla boyfriend just kicks in the door and beats the piss fuck out of you.
That's terrible, right?
And then people are going to think he's... I wasn't in a situation... I can't say the dude's a pussy. But people are going to take it as a pussy because he didn't call anybody.
Yeah.
And Jezebel outed him. So...
And TMZ. Kind of
oof. That's fucking rough, man.
No, I don't know. If you're dealing with porn stars, I'm sure there's plenty of drama going down, you know?
I think that's a horrible stereotype. There's a lot of professional porn stars out there. Sasha Grey's like semi-retired now, but she was pretty good. Belladonna's all right, other than like the STDs.
Sasha Grey's totally retired.
You never know. Never say never, son. Never say never. Maybe she shows up at an AVN.
I recently discovered that Jenna Hayes was retired. I had no idea. I'm an old man now.
Yeah. She was in that movie Crank High Voltage. I saw it this morning.
You watched, was that the third Crank?
That's the second one. I didn't even know they had a third Crank. They have a third one? Then it was two. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I did not know fucking Jenna Hayes retired. Fucking nuts. You'd figure some porn stars would never retire and she'd be one of them just banging away till she's like a MILF. But, you know, good for her. Like Nina Hartley's still going.
Yeah.
And she had that Boogie Nights money for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
She's done a lot of like mainstream stuff that I can recall.
You like mainstream porn stars?
There's nothing wrong with it. It helps the industry.
I saw Stoya once in real life.
Yo, she's cool. I met her a couple times.
She looked a little beat up when I met her.
Oh,
and I didn't know. I didn't meet her. I just saw her in the lobby someplace. I was like, is that Stoya?
She looked beat up.
She's looking a little rough. She's got some sleep.
You know, they travel a lot. She's a Philly girl, you know? A couple of our friends actually know her. Personal and stuff. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Now that's going to get back to her. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, exactly. I say you might have looked a bit puckish yourself and needed a little rest.
Well, that goes without saying, bro.
Oh, man.
All right, we're almost done here tonight. Thanks for nothing, Chris from Brooklyn. To recap, if you want to make some money this weekend, it's now almost 8 o'clock. Pick the San Diego Chargers and the Seahawks. Take the Seahawks at -6. Take the Colts at -2. Take the 49ers at -3. Or the Broncos at +3. We are out of here. Good night. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Peace.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of all of my love, must say goodbye. With love, I'll get on my
say goodbye.